This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Lawmakers are wrapping up a 30-day session in Santa Fe tomorrow morning. They've hammered out a budget. They moved forward on some crime-fighting bills and spent time debating anti-corruption proposals. With me now in the studio is Gwyneth Doland, who's covering the state legislature for the People, Power, and Democracy Project. Hey, Gwyneth.
Hey, glad to be here.
So yesterday you told us about a plan to create a commission that would oversee ethics statewide, but that failed, so that's not going to happen, right?
It did fail, and it doesn't look like it's going to come back. I could use a whole bunch of jargon to explain how and why, but the point is the House voted for the plan, but the Senate didn't like it.
And the House is controlled by Republicans, the Senate controlled by Democrats, so that is the issue here?
No. It's not the issue.
Okay.
It was a bipartisan group who supported it in the House and a bipartisan group who killed it in the Senate.
Okay, so it's not a political thing.
Oh, it's a political thing.
How?
The Ethics Commission proposal died in the Senate Rules Committee, which for has a long time been where leaders of both parties funnel proposals they don't like so they can either fix them or make them go away.
Now, that sounds a little harsh to me.
Politics, Chris. It's dog eat dog.
Well, but I still don't understand why the House approved it overwhelmingly, but then the Senate didn't like it.
I don't know either. I think it might have been something like a foregone conclusion that the Senate would kill it, because in the past where they have killed it. But, and so maybe the House was like, yeah, we're all going to do this, but they're going to kill it, right?
But why?
Well, I mean, I'm being cynical here, but folks at the Capitol today were really intent on telling me that there were serious problems with the proposal, which was sponsored by Jim Dines. He's a new lawmaker. He's a Republican. He's in the House. He is not in the Senate club. And many of these people are lawyers. So they make these arguments like, well, this shouldn't be in the Constitution because... And you're like, I don't understand any of that.
I don't
but
either.
Legally, it shouldn't be in the Constitution because this and that. And there were objections to the staggering of the commission members' terms. They wanted to make that like less political. Anyway, the official story from the Senate is that the proposal had technical problems. It wasn't ready. It needed work. But they liked it. They want to bring it back. You know, the sponsor said the sponsor agreed, and that's why he removed it from consideration.
Now, that's the official story, as you said, but is there a different story then?
There's 87 sides to every story,
all
Chris.
Right.
And the big picture here is that Dines didn't talk to the Senate before the session started or before the bill got there. So they felt attacked.
Attacked by House Joint Resolution Number 5?
It's very threatening. I mean, obviously, we're talking about an ethics commission because people think ethics are a problem. And that shows that, you know, people think a very good number of these lawmakers aren't ethical. Polls are showing us that.
We've seen some cases of things that were illegal and then things that were unethical.
Yeah, that's right. In the Senate in particular, Phil Griego, he was a senator from Santa Fe, was accused of abusing his position to make money on a land deal. It was all out in the media and it looked real bad. It looked really clear. But the legislature convened an ethics committee, which meets very rarely. They investigated. They hired an outsider to investigate. It took a while. It was very secretive. In the end, he resigned. Critics said it took way too long and there was no public insight into what was going on. Plus, he was still in office like a year after it came to light in the press. The leaders of the Senate both told me they think the fact that Griego resigned is evidence that their process works. Michael Sanchez is the Senate Democratic Majority Leader.
I think we do a pretty good job of ethics here in the Senate, and we've proven that in the last couple of years.
Now, Senate Republican Minority Leader Stuart Ingle referred to the same thing in telling me he thinks the situation is fine as it is.
The Senate did a masterful job. It was a tough situation, but the Senate took care of its own. We handled it well. We'll handle it again if that's the need be.
Well, isn't that like a sign their system works?
And that's what they're saying. There was a problem with Griego. We investigated. He resigned. We're good here. But the public just doesn't see it that way. They cannot get Phil Griego and Diana Duran out of their minds. It was a pretty rare occurrence, too, that there was a problem and somebody actually goes away or there's some sort of reprimand or something. Plus, their ethics committee doesn't cover the governor, cabinet secretaries, or any of the rest of government, and it's very secretive. So there's really not a lot of public confidence without transparency.
What happens now, then?
Well, the sponsor told me he's going to talk to the Senate leaders and he's going to try again next year.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the update, Gwyneth. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You can check out all of the content from our People Power and Democracy Project online at KUNM.org. It's a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico In-Depth, New Mexico PBS, and the New Mexico Newsport at UNM. Funding for the project comes from the Thornburg Foundation.